And it has been a week since 4/15/13. There will be a moment of silence in Boston today at the moment of impact to mark it. Crowds will gather in downtown Boston near the makeshift memorial to the victims. Here now is Alex Ashlock, spent some time there yesterday and has this report.
This makeshift memorial is at the corner of Boylston and Berkeley Streets. It's about three blocks from where the explosions happened on Monday, Marathon Day. It's about 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, and there are several hundred people here propped up against the silver police barricades. All sorts of mementos, many American flags, flowers, marathon t-shirts, bib numbers from the marathon. And the mementos, the number of mementos has grown quite a bit from earlier in the days right after the bombings. There are teddy bears, Boston Red Sox hats, Boston Red Sox jerseys, and as I said, there are hundreds of people down here just sort of standing quietly and looking at the memorial and looking down Boylston Street. I'm going to see if I can speak to a couple of people. What's your name?
I'm Rigo.
And where are you from?
I'm from Central America.
And why are you down here today?
Just to pay my respects to the lost. You know, it's a very tragic story. I really feel it in my heart. You know, my heart goes out to the families that lost their loved ones. And it's a tragic story. Once you get closer, you just start feeling the really sad. And you can feel it right away. It's really bad. I feel it right away.
Excuse me, I'm from WBUR Radio here in Boston, just talking to folks down here. Could I get your name?
Kelly.
And why are you guys down here today?
We're going to the Bruins game, and we wanted to make sure we came down and drop off a sign and some flowers just in support of all the victims and their families and everybody that's had a real tough week.
How do you think this has affected the city?
I think it was an unfortunate way to bring everybody together in a way that they weren't brought together before. Not great circumstances, but certainly a comforting feeling to know that everybody's pulling together and sharing in the grief and the sadness and also the unity of the city.
Just watching as a couple of little kids, a young girl, is just putting some flowers down on the memorial. There's a wreath. There's a leprechaun. A Boston Bruin balloon. Scarves representing soccer clubs. Can I ask you your name?
John Borgia.
And why are you... Why are you here?
Well, I work right around the corner, actually. So I've been here all week, and I just can't seem to not come by here. It's such an emotional thing. It's just good to come here and I don't know, some sense of peace, or I'm not sure what it is, but I can't stay away.
What do you see when you look out at all these mementos, the flags and the t-shirts and the marathon numbers? What do you see?
Love and support. There's nothing you can do to change the past. All you can do is be here to represent the future. And I think that's what this is. A very strong sense of support and love for the city, for the victims and their families. There's comfort here. And I think that it's a wonderful thing.
Sounds from downtown Boston yesterday, brought to us by Here Now's Alex Ashlock. He also has pictures at herenow.org. Also yesterday at MIT, where Officer Sean Collier was shot and killed on Thursday night, performers from 30 Boston-area choruses took part in a collective singing of Brahms' Requiem under the direction of conductor Donica Buckley. We'll leave you a little of that, a piece providing solace to those in mourning for more than a century. Brahms wrote it after his mother died. Here Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again, Here and Now.